Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Best Mother's Day gift in the world. Canaries fan to run 10K with an Ipswich Town shirt and tattoo. Man completes a challenge to drink in 190 city pubs in 1 year. It was the most amazing Mother's Day hug imaginable. A Ukrainian-born woman now living in Sprowston had the best gift in the world after being a daughter who fled war-torn Kyiv in fear of her life amid the Russian bombardment. University student Vika Kliamites, 23, landed at Stansted Airport, where she was met by her mum, Natalia Scott. Mrs. Scott, who moved to Norwich in 2017 with her husband Gordon, 38, said, "When I found out that she had her visa, I was over the moon. I was jumping and smiling. When I saw her in the airport, I don't remember the last time I felt so good. I was so happy to see her safe. It was the best gift in the world for Mother's Day."
A city pantry has been named as one of the best farm shops in the UK. The St Giles Pantry, located in Upper St Giles, was ranked fourth in the country due to its green approach, according to sustainability experts Pebble. The firm recognised the shop for its focus on sourcing local produce and using suppliers within a 40-mile radius of Norwich. Following the announcement, St Giles Pantry said on Instagram, "Buying locally produced food is not only better for the environment because of the reduction in CO2 emissions and the positive impact on the local economy, but it also helps our sustainable farmers who tend to produce healthier produce." The pantry stocks coffee, wine and ales which are made by independent roasters and producers. It also sells freshly baked goods and hosts events for the community.
He may be a Norwich City season ticket holder, but one avid Canary fan will be getting an Ipswich Town badge inked on his backside. Helston's Lee Potter, 43, has also pledged to run 10K around Norwich City Centre wearing the blue and white colours of his beloved team's arch rivals. His friend Stephen Geagley at Black Dagger Tattoo has already booked Mr. Potter into his Norwich shop in May for the Tractor Boys tattoo. It's all because Mr. Potter, who is the Bacton under-11s football coach, pledged to get the Ipswich tattoo if he raised £1,000 for his fundraiser in support of Ukraine. One of the players in his team, goalkeeper Andrew Chambers, has Ukrainian grandparents living in Kharkiv, which has been shelled. "It's just a distressing time for them, and they probably feel helpless, as there is no way of getting the grandparents back to safety," Mr. Potter said. "That's the key to this and what will motivate me." Mr. Potter had already been signed up for the Run Norwich 10K on July the 17th, when the idea of setting himself Ipswich Town challenges was discussed with friends over a few pints. He said, "I am a season ticket holder in the Barclay stand, and the boys will give me a lot of grief. One of my mates said, 'Why are you getting a tattoo on your backside? Firstly, no one would be able to see it, and second, we have a chant about always doing something on the old blue and white.' There may be alterations to the tattoo along those lines at a later date." The City fan has already received his Ipswich shirt in the post, but is reluctant to touch it before his challenge. "I am hoping to be booed, and I want people to give me grief over it," Mr. Potter joked. "It is obviously a blue shirt, which is quite relevant, so I may get hope in yellow on the back of the shirt with the number 4. Mr. Potter has currently raised more than £1,200 to provide support and rehabilitation for wounded soldiers returning from the eastern Ukraine conflict zone. Search Lee's fundraiser for Hope for Ukraine on Facebook to donate.
People across Norfolk will be getting excited for this year's World Cup, but people have been warned to stay vigilant after fraudsters targeted the county's football fans with a lottery scam. Homes across the county have received letters claiming to be from the International FIFA World Cup online lottery, saying the recipient has won £825,000 prize. The letter provides details on how recipients can contact the lottery to claim the fake prize, which then asks them to part with personal details and money as part of an upfront processing fee. Norfolk Trading Standards issued a warning saying the letters were a scam and that no prize was available. It advised recipients to dispose of the letter without responding to it in any way.
It was inspired by a poster he bought online during lockdown showing all the pubs of Norwich. And now Ryan Heafy, 30, from Manor Park in Sprowston, is saying cheers after enjoying a drink in nearly 190 pubs, bars and restaurants in and around the city in the past year. Mr. Heafy, who works as head of partnerships for city-based software firm Epos Now, finished his challenge with a pint of local beer at St. Giles House Hotel in St. Giles Street. As well as visiting various venues with his wife, he sampled drinks with his friends and averaged about 3.5 pubs a week, although some days he managed around 7 on nights out. He said, "I thought about doing the challenge because we were coming out of lockdown and I felt we had missed out on 18 months to 2 years. I could also give back to the hospitality industry that had struggled. People were surprisingly interested in what I was doing." That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Francis Pierce and Matthew Tucker for part 2.